Hey, it's the Best Advice Show. I'm Zach. Imagine you've been lied to your whole life. The person who's been lying to you, your own mom. And the secret she's been keeping, it calls into question everything you think you know about your life. The story I'm cryptically alluding to is in Carmen Rita Wong's new memoir. It's called Why Didn't You Tell Me? And you should totally read it. But for now, if you, like Carmen, have harbored some resentment over the years, and who hasn't, she's got some advice for you.
It's okay to not forgive others and still find some peace. Even if the other person who's hurt you tries to make you feel guilty or pressures you to forgive, it is a gift for you to give. People are shocked when I say I don't forgive my mother, because if you were raised in, which we are, a lot of us raised in cultures that make you feel guilty if you don't forgive. And I was raised Latin Catholic, so you better believe like the whole culture is built off this idea of forgiveness, right? Of sins and giving grace. And I really had to sit with it and think hard about what forgiveness really is. And what it is it's a gift to a person who's hurt you. It's got the word give in it.
Yes.
So, you know, someone has hurt you and then you are giving them something that's great. So they got to earn that. And so they have to take two steps, which I find really, really important. First is a real apology. Like a real apology.
Before you're going to forgive someone.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So before you forgive someone, there's got to be some parameters drawn. They got to earn it in some way, right? So the two things that are really, really important, it's one is a true apology. Not an, I'm sorry if you feel this way. I'm sorry, but I did, you know, a real true acknowledgement of the pain that has been caused and an apology. And then a change of behavior. Because one of my favorite sayings is, what's an apology without a change in behavior? A manipulation.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you have to see a change of behavior. And those things, unfortunately, were not given to me. You know, my mother had a chance. She kept a secret of my origins for 31 years. And then as she was dying from cancer, she had the chance to tell me the truth, to apologize. And she took to her grave the secret of who my father was. And that sent me on a journey of trying to find him. But she had the chance and she didn't. But I found peace. I found peace. And I think that that's much more important than forgiving.
How did you find peace?
I found peace by understanding my mother. Getting to understand her, who she was, what she came through. Because in the end of the day, you know, parents, and this was very helpful as I was writing my book, to see her as just a person. Parents are just like people, random people who have babies.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they be great at it? Many people aren't, because we're just human beings.
Right.
And, you know, my mother came from tremendous trauma. She fled a revolution and a dictatorship. You know, she got married off to a Chinese gangster at the age of 19 by her abusive father. You know, she came up through so much that it enabled me to, when I went back there and I looked at her and why she did the things she did, is to understand why she did it. And when you find that understanding, it leads you to empathy. And empathy, man, empathy will bring you peace like nobody's business. For sure. That's how I did it.
Is there forgiveness that the person who wronged you doesn't even know about? Like, you don't forgive them to their face, but you just kind of like forgive them into the void?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can absolutely forgive someone and not tell them. You don't have to do the big, very dramatic, you know, I forgive you, which I actually find kind of silly. It's like, I forgive you. Like, what are you, a bishop? Like, you just don't, you know, do that sort of thing. Instead, it's got to be in you, right? And then that person who has wronged you will probably, you want them to feel your forgiveness. that's what you want them to do, right? With your change in your behavior and how you approach them and them feeling your love again. Or maybe it's a friend who's wronged you, or a partner, or anybody who you care about has wronged you. Once you forgive them, then the peace that you find, the love comes back, you know? So they'll feel it, but you don't have to say, I forgive you. Yeah.
What's the difference in feeling between you didn't forgive your mom, but you understood her and you empathized with her. So what are the differences there?
You know, I would say the difference is that forgiveness is actually on another level, like a whole nother level. I have empathy and understanding for my mother. Forgiveness would actually be the most incredible kind of apex of a relationship. It really would, especially if someone's hurt you. Because if that other person takes the heart to feel for you, to be empathetic to you, to help heal you, man, your relationship is on another level. It basically raises your relationship to literally to another level if somebody's really able to earn your forgiveness. So I may never have that, you know, with my parents. I may never have that with people I haven't forgiven, but that's okay. Because I understand it and I get it. And I also, ding, 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 forgive myself. I forgive myself for all my reactions to people who've hurt me, for all the bad feelings I've had about them, for all of those things. And I think that's one of the most important forms of forgiveness, for sure.
Carmen Rita Wong is the author of Why Didn't You Tell Me? When I asked her that question about forgiving into the void rather than directly forgiving whomever wronged you, I realized I actually got that from a past episode of this show, Composing Forgiveness with Kat Harris. It's from Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. And what Kat does when she's been wronged is this.
I will write a letter to that person that I never send to them. So let me get out on a piece of paper everything that I want to say. You cheated on me. You lied to me. And when you did that, this is how it made me feel. And I'm angry. I'm pissed. And I want you to know this. And so really almost, you know, we have these fake conversations in our head of, oh, if I got another chance to talk to that person, I would say this. Do that. Write it all out. Don't send it and sit with it for a day or two. And then write yourself a letter back from that person.
Damn.
What do you need to hear from them? When I've done that with people that have hurt me or exes or family members, it's amazing how healing it actually is and how oftentimes all I really want is to be acknowledged.
Thanks for listening. If you like this show, please consider leaving me a rating or review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's going to help other people find this show. Thanks.